Good afternoon and welcome to this week's pod. My son woke up this morning and he goes to me, "Oh, Dad, how long till the Easter holidays? It's only 2 weeks, isn't it?" And I counted it up and I said to him, "Joseph, you are sadly mistaken. You still have 3 weeks and 4 days to go." His poor little face, he was absolutely crestfallen. What a way to start the week, Monday morning. You think you've only got 2 weeks left and it's 3 weeks, 4 days. So I'm going to send out a fact sheet along with the pod, all about fake news. So we receive lots of information, don't we, when we're using our devices, and children are the same. And I think it's really important for them to be able to decide and understand where actually what they're seeing is maybe a conspiracy theory or it is fake news. And it's good for us to give them that education because, as I keep saying, this is the world they live in. So that will be sent along with the pod email and the pod WhatsApp. And as I keep on saying, if you're not part of the WhatsApp community, why not? I'll add the link to this week's email again for you to sign up if you wish. We've had a loss in school. I'm really sorry to announce that Susan, one of our chickens, sadly passed away over the weekend. We have a little memorial for her outside my office. So there's the wishing well outside my office. And Ronnie made a lovely wrist, a bracelet with Susan on it. So that's where we're remembering Susan. So if you want to come and pay your respects to one of our chickens, Susan, you can do so there. I have a big announcement to make. I actually had a brainwave and I think I've made things slightly better. So lost property ended up in a horrible cupboard in the lodge and it sort of sat there festering. It was really difficult for people to get in and check. And I thought, this is madness. So outside the Year 6 huts up at the top of White Avenue, you will see there is a big, large outdoor container. Inside the container is all of the lost property. So if your child has lost something, please help yourself, go and have a look and take any lost property which belongs to you. Each term, what we're going to do is we're going to clear it out and sell on anything as secondhand uniform and recycle anything that can't be moved on. This is standard practice across lots of schools, and we're like hoarders. Have you ever seen those hoarder programs on TV? Like the clothes are closing in on us. So I think I deserve a big round of applause for my big idea. Thank you very much. Hopefully you received the social story I sent out about all of the different dress-up days we've got happening over the next couple of weeks. So remember, this Friday, we are getting dressed up for World Book Day. Come in dressed as your favourite character in your own clothes or stay in your own in the school uniform. We really don't mind. Next Friday is Red Nose Day. You can wear one thing red with your normal school uniform. And then on the 22nd of March, it is a dress up day for the PTFA. You can either bring in a pound or some chocolate in return for wearing your own clothes. And all of the chocolate will go towards the amazing Easter raffle hampers that the PTFA will be making up for you. Once again, we want to say a massive thank you to all of you for raising so much money, and especially the PTFA. You'll notice if you go round past the infants down the field, our new play equipment has been installed or started to be installed today, and it'll be completed tomorrow. So hopefully later on in the week, the children will be able to use all the pull-up bars and the monkey bars and stuff like that. So it's really exciting. And it is testament to everybody for all of their hard work in raising those all-important funds during all of our fundraising events. Thank you. Don't forget, we are looking for as many volunteers as possible for Saturday the 23rd of March. I'm going to send out a quick form so you can express. If you can give any time, please just fill the form out just to let me know. Because I'm catering, I'm going to make bacon sandwiches, teas and coffees, but I need to know how much bread, bacon, tomato ketchup, that sort of get up I need to purchase for you all. But the idea is going to be is we want to move the fence from around the lodge to around the bus. We want to upscale. We've got Mud Kitchens would like to build. We just need as much manpower as possible. So we're probably going to do it from 8 till 12 on that Saturday morning, the 23rd of March. So if you can give any hours, any time, any expertise, please put it down in the form and I will have that noted so we can get a few things tidied up and sorted. And I'm hoping this week, fingers crossed, the bus is going to get its wrapping on it. It's going to look absolutely fantastic. So it'd be great to get that fence around it too. And in sort of in a year, that bus is almost done. We're looking to get some flooring installed in the summer as well. And that bus is going to be completed. Amazing. So thank you to everybody in advance. So last but by no means least, we've got Mrs. Nicholson here. Now, she's going to give you a bit of information about oracy and why we do it in school. And along with that, I'm going to send a document out which explains a little more. Enjoy the rest of your week. I will be back next Monday. And don't forget, parents' evening slots open up tonight at 8 p.m. Parents' evening can be booked on Arbor. So please don't forget to do that. Over to you, Mrs. Nicholson.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson again. It suddenly dawned on me that I'm asking you to take part in conversations with your children without giving you any basis on why we do this. So what is oracy? As staff at Shears Green Junior School, we are really privileged to be able to work with your children, who are, at the end of the day, our future workforce. Possibly scientists, teachers, medical professionals, construction workers, to name but a few roles. And part of our drive and passion is to create young people who are able to have varied in-depth conversations, are confident when talking, and who can listen and respond to others' advice and critique appropriately. We can always agree to disagree. Oracy encapsulates all of this. Most talk in the home is responsive, such as, would you like a drink? Have you cleaned your teeth? Is your bag packed for school? Which are all great questions and they have a purpose, but questions which only require a yes or no answer. They don't develop talk. We call these closed questions. Oracy enables children to discuss topics, delve deeper, ask questions, and summarise what they have heard. These are skills which employers today suggest many applicants do not have. So our drive is, with your support, to develop these skills to give the children the best possible outcome in becoming the best versions of themselves, to give them a foot on the ladder. This week, I've attached two documents to today's podcast. The first, with question types, which are useful when having a discussion, and the second, with sentence stems, which we use in school, and they help the children when they're involved in discussion. They give them really good starting points to build on their answers. The beauty of these is that when used alongside reading, and as it's National Reading Week, if you're reading with your child daily, not only are the reading skills benefiting, but the talk around the content develops comprehension skills. So by using the question stems and the answer stems, we're killing two birds with one stone. So today's quick discussion point that I'd like to put forward, and hopefully you'll be able to use some of the strands that I've mentioned, is that nobody should come to school by car. I hope that you find the question stems helpful and that your children are beginning to use some of the answer stems that we are developing in school. And I would be really grateful if any of the children could come and tell me how they're getting on during the week with these questions and with your support. So thank you very much.